3-7.
Free Talk Live, hour number two. Happy Wednesday evening to you, being here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you toll free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. First, if you're just joining the program, you just missed hour number one. And if you're listening on a radio station, you should call your program director and request to hear hour number one. Tell them you want all 3 hours of Free Talk Live, because we're 2 hours live per night, and then the third hour, 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, is a time warp hour for now.
And most people that are listening to the show right now have not heard it, have not heard all the time warp hours by any stretch of the imagination.
That is definitely the case, absolutely. 1-800-259-9231 is the number for us, and the point of the show is very simple. We think talk radio needs a bit of a change, at least for our show, because I couldn't stand doing a cookie-cutter conservative show where they take whatever calls that they want to and they screen out pretty much everyone else. On this show, screening process is very simple.
George Bush is Jesus Christ incarnate. Give me a call and tell me why you agree.
That pretty much summarizes those other shows. On this one, you're not going to be hearing that.
Really, you know, mostly what they spend on that time on those shows doing is telling you why the particular Democrat of the day is the devil. Except for Zell Miller, because he likes the Republicans.
Right.
The fact is, they're all big government proponents.
Both Republicans and Democrats.
All of them. They're all big government proponents. They want to take your money and do whatever they feel like doing with it.
Exactly. And that usually means rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So we want to hear from you about anything. Maybe it's an issue. Maybe it's something personal you just want to talk about. We're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. You may also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com. And you won't believe who just emailed us over the break.
Who emailed us?
Tom Bosley.
Is that Richie Cunningham's dad?
From the
Fonz and Happy Day?
Yeah, I think so.
Sunday, Monday.
Tom Bosley. I don't know if it's really him, but it's somebody with his name in their email.
What do you say?
He says, "Dear fellers, I'd like to comment on the word greed. I think the word greed is subjective, and trying to define it objectively is quite a task. I believe you may say that greed is an irrational want for wealth or power. Hence, being irrational, it isn't a good thing. Perhaps instead of being greedy, you can claim to be rationally selfish." Okay. Thanks for the email, Tom.
Yep. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. You can go ahead and enter that in at semantics.com.
Now, that was his definition, although it made me curious.
Yeah.
So I just punched in greed at dictionary.com, and their definition is an excessive desire to acquire or possess more than what one needs or deserves, especially with respect to material wealth. Now, under a free market system, which we don't have in this country, we have a semi-free market. We have a semi-constricted market, a semi-regulated market.
There are countries where the market is definitely freer in this world.
You mean that freer than the United States?
Freer than the United States,
You're correct. The two of them would be Singapore and Hong Kong.
Yes, definitely. Freer markets.
Yes. Of course, Singapore has a little bit more restrictions on, well, chewing gum and that sort of thing.
And Hong Kong allows pirating of all kinds of intellectual property,
which, as far as I'm concerned, is a freer market.
Mm.
And we'll have to get into that at a later point, because that's definitely a touchy subject.
That's something you and I don't even come close to agreeing on.
Well, the definition here is an excessive desire to acquire or possess more than what one needs or deserves. Now, in a free market, it doesn't matter how excessive that desire is. If there's no government strong arm with which you can force people to separate their money from themselves and give it to you to use, you can only get those people's money by satisfying them. You can only get them to give up their money by giving them a service, by providing them with a product that they value, with getting them to say, "You know what? That's a good deal. Here's my money." And therefore, your greed is good in that instance. But greed is bad in the instance where there's a big government nearby, and then you can just say, "I'm greedy. I think I'm going to go lobby my representatives and have them pass some laws to stop my competition." That's the bad kind of greed. I think it all has to do with how much government we have. 1-800-259-9231. Where are we going next, man?
Well, I got an article here that I'd like to read. It's a news item that I heard.
We're analyzing the articles, not just reading them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's a news article I heard. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But it's the truth. Or it's not the truth. It's as reported on theweeklystandard.com, which is a somewhat dubious news source.
Okay.
Not, you know, not the high end of news sources. The title of it is, Now They Want to Euthanize Children in Norway. In the Netherlands, Denmark, the Dutch wanted to euthanize children. In the Netherlands, 31% of pediatricians have killed infants. A fifth of those...
Repeat that again?
31% of pediatricians have killed infants.
Man.
This is a survey they did. Now, this is the Weekly Standard. I'm not saying that this is truth. There's opinion involved. A fifth of these killings were done without the consent of parents. Now, I'm not saying that the Weekly Standard is the worst news source either.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even read it. I'm going to paraphrase because it's a long article.
Gotcha.
Actually, in the Netherlands, Groningen University Hospital has decided that its doctors will euthanize children under the age of 12 if doctors believe their suffering is intolerable or they have an incurable illness. For anyone paying attention to the continuing...
Euthanize means kill them.
Yes, kill them.
Yeah. For anyone... It's a nice word for kill.
Yeah. It's weird stuff. It all goes hand in hand with that attitude that I know better what's for you, what's good for you. And that's sort of the same, in my opinion, the same sort of opinion that many, many people believe in the United States.
Not only are these people saying, I know better you should do, but also I know best what's for the race. Like, we're going to eliminate you because you've got too many freckles. Or we're going to eliminate
you. One too many chromosomes.
Yeah. We're going to eliminate you because you're retarded. And you're just not helping the human race, so we're going to get rid of you. Now, if you feel that way, then that's your business. But being able to actually exercise that opinion and get rid of somebody and euthanize, kill them, that's horrible. They're killing kids under the age of 12?
Yep.
So if they make it to 12, then they're spared? Is that the case in the Netherlands?
Well, I guess...
Like, you can shield your little retard for 12 years?
They've had euthanasia there for 30 years.
Okay.
So they've grown it from, you know, people.
So now it's like a government program.
It's a program. You know, like it's getting a little too crowded around here. Let's take care of the tards now.
It's probably how it started. Just knowing the way government programs work is they start with a good sounding goal.
Now, I have to say that these things this sounds very European. Mm. You know, there's so much.
Sounds very communist to me.
They're different over there. I don't think this could happen in the United States, but I would like to point out that this is the same as saying that they should have milk given to people at school. Any time that you say this is how things should be, you're doing the same thing.
There's a word I'm missing. You've accepted the axiom. You've accepted the concept of government can know best. And if you accept the idea that government can know best on
or
what type of milk, or whatever authority figure can know best on a type of milk, then you've accepted that they know best on whether or not you should be alive. You've accepted that they know best on all kinds of things, and you basically are deferring every decision in your life to this ultra-powerful authority that you have. And it's horrible. It's the antithesis of freedom.
I'm not saying that what often I feel I see is that people think that the government should do this or the government should do that because this is what should be happening. For instance, let's pass a law so the Target has to have bell ringers out front. And I'm not saying that's what Aaron was doing. But to somebody, that's the answer. I want bell ringers in front of Target, so let's pass a law.
Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Tim in Missouri, listening on KCXL, which apparently is still with us. It's a good thing. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
We love KCXL.
Tim, hang on, buddy. It's break time. I don't know what he has on his mind yet, so this will be interesting. Totally unknown.
Mystery call from Tim
in Missouri. All right, so we're going to come back. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe with your call. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It is your show, and you can take control anytime you want to. There are a few rules that you should know about on this show, and you'll learn them as you continue to listen, because we can't break them down every time, but I will break it down right now. Women callers come first, and unfortunately, we were going to go to old Tim, but we're going to have to go to Aaron in California, our newest Shrine of Female Listeners member. Aaron, welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I sent you guys another email with more pictures with that sign thing.
Oh, great. Cool. So you did you validated yourself.
You're the first one. You're the first one.
Congratulations.
Cool. Hopefully it's special... sent. I don't know.
You're going to get a special spot on the website, Aaron.
Anyway, I was telling you about how you guys misunderstood my email. You thought I was, like, contradicting myself.
Maybe.
But
we were just confused. That's
no, I was talking about the city shelters. Salvation Army doesn't have any homeless shelters. They just give rooms to people, like individual rooms. Yeah.
Okay.
The city has shelters.
In my town, they are the homeless shelter.
Oh.
Things are different in California, of course.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, they have to have government-run shelters in California, I'm sure, and that can only be a mess.
Oh, totally, totally. They're just totally crowded, and only a lunatic would stay in one because, you know, you catch a disease.
Only lunatics stay in them.
You catch a disease or something. I'm like, you go there to take showers and stuff, maybe.
Now, I don't know. You said that you were in the Berkeley area of California. Is that right?
Yeah.
So is that similar? Because I know I've heard about San Francisco. There's just being homeless people all over the place. So
oh, absolutely, yeah.
It really does seem close. That the more homeless programs the city has, the more homeless it has.
No, you know what? We don't have very many homeless programs around here at all compared to, like, say, Seattle. They have a really good homeless program up there. They have all kinds of free clinics and stuff.
And snow, right?
I think and lots of rain, and it's not a good place.
I think that weather is a big issue for homelessness,
yeah.
And I also think it's kind of like...
Well, they kind of migrate with the weather, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stray cats, you know, if you put out cat food out in front of your house, you're going to get cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also on the welfare thing, I don't know if you guys have been hearing about this, but I've definitely been hearing, I don't know any statistics, but I've been hearing a lot about people being thrown off welfare and being forced to work and stuff.
My God, it's a terrible concept, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, all these, you know, moms that have nothing, you know, are being forced to work, and then their kids have nobody, and it's just a mess. It's a total
crap. Wait, are you supporting welfare, Aaron?
No, I'm saying it's terrible, and I would never go on it, no matter how bad it was.
The problem is that they had the kids in the welfare system propagated them having children.
They rewarded them
out of wedlock in the first place. You know, I mean, and not that I have a problem with having children out of wedlock.
No.
You should just be able to afford to do it.
Yeah, you should plan your kids, please. So, Aaron, anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it. Just wanted to say, you know, I wasn't, you know, trying to contradict myself. It was definitely the city.
Thank you for the clarification. It definitely made it a lot more understandable, and we're looking forward to seeing your verification emails here during the next break. We'll check that out. Thanks, Aaron.
All right.
See ya. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We may very well have made Free Talk Live history tonight, then.
How so?
How about that? Well, our first validated Shriner.
Yep, there you go.
Haven't seen the pictures yet, so I'm taking your word for it, obviously. Let's go to Tim in Missouri. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Tim?
Well, I just, first off, I'd like to say I appreciate your show, and I think it's quite interesting.
Thank you.
I would like to, what she was just talking about, though, what about a woman that her man leaves her, and she's, you know, there with three or four kids,
mm-hmm.
and now she's has, you know, no means of support. What is she supposed to do?
I think that the guy should be supporting his children, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And I, myself,
I'm a divorced man, and I support my kids 100%.
Great. And the thing that's going to happen is what happened before, is charities are going to kick in.
Well, you'd like to think, but you know, that's a question mark.
Are you saying that government is more
effective than charities
are?
No, not at all. Believe me, I'm...
Well, then either the charities would kick in or people would start dying in the streets. And if I know most people, I don't think most people want to see that happening.
Absolutely, but that's really not where I was going.
Okay, go ahead.
I was wanting to get your all's opinion on a couple topics.
Hey, yep. Tim, can I ask you real quick before we get into that?
Certainly.
Just a technical point here. We had another call earlier this week from a KCXL listener, and I don't think it was you, was it?
No, this is the first time I've ever called a talk radio show. I called a sports show once, but
there's another one.
And
you got in on 6 minutes. And you got in in under 6 minutes.
I know, it was real quick. I was surprised.
Yeah, we'd like to make it easy for you. Now, let me tell you this. We are actively trying to recruit KCXL as an official affiliate. Right now, they're not an official affiliate of this show. They're kind of, all of a sudden, they had their programming change underneath them, and Free Talk Live was on, because there used to be a different show on, I guess, about a week or two ago.
I believe it was Michael Corbin used to be on, and this station changes all the time.
Well, whatever it was.
They're pretty much are a Genesis affiliate for the most part with like Alex.
It doesn't matter who was on. Whatever the point is, we want to stay on there. So what I would like you to do, Tim, if you like this show, and it sounds like you do, you actually picked up the phone to call us, I'd like you to pick up the phone tomorrow during business hours and call the good program director over there. I think it's Pete Chartel.
Yes, I've met him. I know him.
He's met him?
Well, sure, I go to his bookstore.
Yeah, then definitely,
to this station.
Definitely call him or go see him and let him know that you heard Free Talk Live and you want to hear it on for all 3 hours every night of the week, because we're on Monday through Friday, 3 hours a night from 7 to 10 Eastern time, and we also have a Saturday night show as well. So can
I think that's when I caught you the first time, was last Saturday.
Tim, can I get you to commit to doing that for Free Talk Live?
Yes, I will. I go up there to this bookstore quite often.
That is awesome. We certainly appreciate that. So what did you want to get into tonight?
Well, I would like your input on this peak oil issue that's going on right now. You know,
peak oil.
Yeah, that, you know, where, you know, we're reaching our peak at what the oil that this planet could produce and what it costs to produce, you know, to pump it out, which I think is a total fraud. I just want to get
You think the claim that it's a peak is a total fraud?
Oh yes,
I think I would agree with that.
Okay.
I think there's probably a lot of oil out there that hasn't even been tapped yet, although I think that what we need to have happen is to have a real, true free market in energy, which we don't have in this country. Certain energy types are protected and encouraged by our government, and if the government was to get out of the energy business and get out of regulating it altogether, then we'd have competition in energy market. Instead of you having to pay the local power company, that one power company that you can choose from, you might actually be able to choose from five different power companies, and all of those companies innovating would probably figure out ways to use something like cold fusion and extract energy from a drop of water. And so, you know, 20 years down the line, we may have the most affordable, cheap, renewable energy sources ever, but only if the government gets out of the picture. How's that sound, Tim?
Well, my only problem with that is that how real is that to happen? I mean, the fact
it depends, man. It depends. We all have to make a change.
Could you have three or four suppliers for electricity or for natural gas?
Sure, you could. You have.
You think so?
Well, they have three or four suppliers of telephones in my town right now.
They're sharing the same telephone lines, aren't they?
They are absolutely sharing the same telephone lines.
I tell you, the cell phone providers aren't sharing the same.
No, that's true.
If you leave it to the free market, Tim,
they'll figure it out.
It will happen, and they will figure it out. And we want to hear from you again. We certainly appreciate the call.
Well, can I ask one other thing, and you can comment, and I'll listen off the air.
Hold on. Let me ask you to hold. We'll hold you over, all right? You got another question, that's fine. 1-800-259. You're doing us a favor, we'll do you one. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Dark winter nights need bright lights. Bright headlights, that is. Think Santa. Think Rudolph. Think halogen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about the highway's shining star. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Rudolph might have been out of a job if Santa discovered halogen bulbs first. They're more reliable, brighter, use less energy, and are easier to replace. Usually just open the hood and give the finger-tight bulb a turn. But halogen headlights are more expensive and require TLC when handling because oils from skin weaken the glass, shortening bulb life and increasing chances of shattering when hot.
brighter, easier to install, but worth the expense and TLC? You be the judge. Either way, ensure holiday safety by checking headlight aim. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231, the show about you, the show that allows you to call in and talk about anything, whether it be personal or political, whatever it is that's on your mind, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. And ladies, we put your calls on first, so keep that in mind. And also, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Again, we're only here until 9 o'clock live tonight. From the 9 to 10 Eastern Time hour, you get the Time Warp, which is a rerun hour, basically. But we're on 5 nights a week from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and then we also have our bonus Saturday show, which is also a live program from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And if it's not on in your area, you need to call your local program directors and demand, tell them, ask them, plead with them to add Free Talk Live to their lineup. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So, we're going back to the phones, back to the fun. We have Tim back on the line from Missouri. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had an extra question for us.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate your show. I would also like your opinion on the recent Freedom Initiative Act passed by the Congress this last week, you know, that requires the mandatory mental health screening for all of our children. And yeah. I'll get off here and listen to your reply. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks in advance for all your help. We hope to hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. The mandatory health screenings, Manwich, what's up?
I read the article on it. I haven't done any deep research, and I usually don't like to comment on these things unless I've done some deep research.
Okay.
But anytime you've got government and mandatory in the same sentence, you've got a problem.
Oh, absolutely, and especially when we're dealing with our children.
Because
what we're talking about here, and again, I haven't done the research either, but from what I understand of this, and it's a bare minimum of what I understand.
This kid needs Ritalin!
And then they're going to force the Ritalin on them, otherwise they won't allow them to go to government school, which, of course, isn't a bad thing, but most people aren't going to know what to do in that case. I mean, if that's the result, hey, great, I'll take my kids out. Because that's really, you need to get your kids out of government schools if you want them to learn anything. I'm a perfect example. 1-800-259-9231. So, bad idea. Mandatory, bad. Government, bad.
I think it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that to allow the government to, you know, screen this kid and label him whatever. And
you know, even I was just listening to some radio station here in town in the Tampa Bay area, and I heard the Dr. Laura. She was even coming out against this. You know, if Dr. Laura's against it, it's a real bad idea.
Well, it depends. Dr. Laura's
because normally she's right behind the Bush administration, but in this case, she was not. So, I mean, even a lot of people who are normally supportive...
I'm not exactly supportive of Dr. Laura's stuff, because...
No, neither am I. No, I'm not saying I like her show at all. I was shocked to hear her come out against something that George Bush was doing, which, of course, he signs every bill that comes in front of his desk. He's never vetoed a single bill that has passed in front of him.
I'll bet you if they...
I don't think there's ever been a president like that.
No.
Ever.
I'll bet you if, you know, Dr. Laura and several of these other talk shows, including ours, get behind this, it won't happen.
Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Louie in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. What's up, Louie?
Am I on now?
Louis. You are, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, as far as the last caller and the mandatory drug screening, this is, I mean... If people are so stupid they can't see what they're doing, this is guaranteed profits for the drug company.
It's like there's not enough of that.
I mean, how dumb can people be? Mandatory drug screening,
and
your son, daughter needs to go on this drug, that drug, this drug, and they're sitting in a room, the New World Order, and they're laughing. This is profits,
mm-hmm.
and And then the war over there, this is the greatest lie there was, my friends. Oil. And they went over there.
Huh?
If you take a chart, I mean, I've been watching the commodity markets all my life.
Okay.
So you go and you look at a chart of the price of crude oil, gasoline, heating oil.
Hmm.
The day the war started, you watch that thing start to rise. They went over there and they have shut the supply off.
Yeah.
They not only have shut the supply off, now they have the oil.
Well, OPEC
is the greatest evil I have ever seen.
And you know what's going to happen? The Americans are going to, in 2 years, are going to reelect all of them. 98% incumbent retendency rate.
Well, they just did it. Well, they didn't do it. I think the election was fraudulent. And I am furious that the Democrats have not. Or John Kerry, I don't know if he's part of it. Maybe Alex Jones is right. He's part of the Skull and Bones, and they're all part of the same thing.
One thing
because
for sure,
why did he lie down so fast?
You're right. He just bowed right out and disappeared.
I'm just sick to death at this.
It's the same party. The only answer is voting Libertarian.
And even then,
I've given up. I used to be a Republican, and I wanted to see smaller government.
I
could see the Republicans doing was growing the government. I just had to leave.
I agree with you that voting Libertarian is going to make some difference, but in some cases, I know we're going to get a call now that we're talking about voting from someone who's going to claim that the voting machines are rigged, and I think there's absolutely evidence.
Can I make one more comment?
Yeah, absolutely, sir.
Okay, I watch this stuff. I mean, from last year, I didn't know anything, and all of a sudden, I ran into Alex Jones, and I started to study his stuff, then I found all these other websites, I mean, everybody that knows what's going on, and why would the insurgents be bombing the Iraqi police? If they can keep bombing the Iraqi police, then they can ensure that the instability is going to get greater and greater, and then we have to stay over there. The insurgents, if they were real,
Are you suggesting that the insurgents are allied with the United States government?
I don't know who they're allied with, but there's something wrong.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that they're just pretty angry that their women and children and their friends and families are getting killed. I'm pretty sure that that's what's motivating them.
I'm not certain what's going on, but there's something wrong. That's all I'm
Well, what's wrong is our foreign policy.
I'm not insinuating they're allied with the United States.
I'll tell you, Louis, what is wrong is our foreign policy, and that is we go to other countries and mess with their people, kill their friends, kill their families, and that's making people very, very angry. That's what's wrong.
And then we're shocked and appalled when they attack our buildings, when they fly big old airplanes in. Now, I'm not saying we deserved it by any, you know, that it was, you know, that I definitely.
It's the mindset of
where did
that
come from? Oh my God, why is that happening?
Right,
well, because our government is over there, you know, controlling their oil, controlling their land, telling their governments how they have to treat their people.
It's not the hallmark of a free nation, that's for sure. Louis, thank you for the call. Hopefully we'll hear from you again. And don't forget to call your local program director and ask them to add Free Talk Live, all right?
Well, you remember my name, Louis, because if it's Louis from Texas, I'll call you guys again.
We won't forget you, Louis.
I appreciate
Thanks.
You guys listening to me.
Hey, thank you.
You know, you're going to get nuts calling, but I don't think I am. I'm a degreed engineer. I have a Texas real estate license, and I'm not a nut.
Well, I've met plenty of realtors that are nuts, but that's...
okay.
Louis, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. So do we finish? We finished up that euthanasia thing, right? Did we finally wrap that up?
I didn't really, but...
Well, speaking of kids, I have a kind of a kid-related issue. What's going on with this the teacher situation here in the Tampa Bay area where we're originating this broadcast from? Maybe you heard about this earlier. I think it happened either last year or earlier this year. Deborah LaFave, a teacher accused of having
No, this happened years ago.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
But it's happened again. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay, you're talking about Mary Kay Letourneau. That's what happened years ago. You're talking about the 40-something-year-old that had sex with an 11-year-old. We're talking about a 23-year-old that had sex with her 14-year-old student. We'll give you the details coming back in a moment. 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, that's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Hi, Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Whatever it is that's on your mind, goes. You don't get screened out based on your topic on this show. So we want to hear from you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And right before we went to break, we just started this topic about this 23-year-old teacher, and apparently she's 24 now. She was 23 when this incident or incidents happened. Deborah LaFave, a teacher accused of having sex with a 14-year-old male student, is expected to use an insanity defense at her trial in the spring of 2005.
It ought to work. I mean, it's kind of crazy. 23-year-old woman having sex with a 14-year-old boy.
Attorney John Fitzgibbon said in a hearing before Judge So-and-so that two doctors have evaluated the 24-year-old over the past several months. They've also examined medical records that date back several years. And they said that Debbie has some profound emotional issues that are not her fault. I think that once anyone reads what the doctors have to say, they will understand a lot more about what went on. And I'm just going to predict here, Daddy touched her in the wrong spot. I'm just, or an uncle, or something like that, or grandpa.
No doubt about that.
I'm betting that's what the situation is. And as a result,
it's not surprising. It happens all the time.
And as a result, the 14-year-old has benefited. Prosecutors' records, including taped phone conversations and DNA evidence, are expected to be released as public record on Wednesday. Officials with the blah, blah, blah. LaFave was arrested in June, so this is recent. You were confusing her with the very horrible-looking Mary Kay Letourneau, who had sex with her 11-year-old accomplice, and they're now back together.
He's
21 now.
Then she got out of prison, and then she got back with him while he was, like, 16 or something. And
that's right.
Oh, what a mess that was.
And now now he's something like 20 or 21, yeah. And they are back together.
She ought to have taken the insanity plea, too.
LaFave arrested back in June of this year on charges of committing lewd or lascivious battery on a person younger than 16 here in the state of Florida, which is where this happened. The minimum age is 18, unless you are under the age of 24, in which case you can have sexual relations with a 16 or 17-year-old.
Okay.
So in this case, if he was 16, would have been totally legal, and none of this would have happened, because she was 23 at the time. Investigators say that she had sex with the boy in a portable classroom at Greco Middle School in the back of her sport utility vehicle in Ocala and at the Riverview townhouse that she shared with her husband. She had been married for less than 1 year. Following the charges, she was suspended from her teaching
job. It all sounds crazy to me.
Can you imagine being that poor guy, the husband, and having being married? Now, you should look up this girl's name on Google, because she's actually pretty attractive.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. I've seen her. She's hot.
I'd give her probably a 7. I'd give her a 7 on this one. But
well, she's got some pictures that make her look really good.
Can you imagine being the dude, the husband, and you're married to this girl, and then you find out that she's having sex with a 14-year-old that she teaches at school?
It can't be too much of a surprise. You can't hang out with a woman that weird and not know that there's something wrong with her. Sorry.
Good point. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Socialist Nick calling from Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good to hear from you again. What's up?
Not much. Actually, I find the teacher kind of funny. I want to know why the hell... It was a kid's friend that ratted out the teacher, right?
I don't know how that all went down. Honestly, I'm not very familiar with the cases. I'm sure the kid was just yakking it up at school, bragging about his exploits.
I bet he was.
And I'm sure somebody ratted him out, sure.
What it was, I think I remember, was it was like the kid and then a kid's friend. And the kid that was having sex with her wanted to stop and, you know, cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't stop. She kept on pursuing it.
Really?
And the kid's friend, actually, I think, went to the police. And what I want to know... is, I don't think this is kind of true. I mean, personally, if I was a 14-year-old kid with, I mean, she's not bad-looking. I saw her on the Internet. I wouldn't, like, rat her out. You know, I'd hit it on the side and, you know,
Kids, you're looking at this from being, what, 21 or 20 or something like
that? Yeah, I'm 20 years old, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're looking at it with a little bit more maturity, and you can't expect a 14-year-old to act as you say that you would have acted when you were 14.
He was probably coming into his, you know, football time or something. You know, he wanted to go out and play touch football with his friends, and, you know, she was acting weird or something.
She's definitely weird. I mean, she had sex with him in her, was it somebody else's vehicle, and it was his cousin that was driving the vehicle at the time.
Well, what I want to know is how they even know that, I mean, this is even true. I mean, what kind of evidence do they have against her?
That's a great point. It's just their word against hers, I guess.
It's difficult to know this early stages of...
The trial hasn't happened.
You know, I mean, we don't have what she said versus what he said or anything like that. This is just the news.
You know what I'd like to see...
You've always got to question the news.
What do you think? Now, here's my question. I think that we really need to reevaluate the age of consent in this country. And I feel like, again, if this kid was 16 years old instead of 14 at the time, this would have been totally legal. Although if she had been 24 and he had been 16, if she had been maybe 2 months older and he had been 16, it would not have been legal. So who makes these decisions, and how is it that they make the decisions, and how are we to say that they're the right decision? I know that when I was 16, I was pretty pissed that I couldn't vote. I was being taxed. Taxation without representation, I couldn't vote, and I was being 16 taxed.
16-year-olds are barely taxed. They're taxed on the money that they spend.
Nonetheless,
sales
I was
tax.
Being taxed.
Absolutely, but I mean...
And I feel like that this kid, this 14-year-old, he definitely made the conscious decision to have sex with this woman. She didn't force him into this. And if we're talking about force, if we're talking about a forced sexual encounter, then I think there's a serious problem. Then we've got rape on our hands or something horrible. But the 14-year-old consented to it. Why can't a 14-year-old who obviously knows what he's getting into consent to it?
Oh, you know
what? I completely agree with Ian, because...
You're both
okay, you agree, man, which disagrees. I want you to hold on. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear why you disagree, man. We've got one more segment left to go. It's Free Talk Live, your show. Take control.
Hey, psst.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Pam got the mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick, it's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943 or visit BioWox.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's your show, Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That means you can bring up anything that you want. Of course, if we can slip you in here, we will. We still have Socialist Nick on the line. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right. And we're talking about the situation in Florida, Tampa Bay, where a 23-year-old teacher had sex with her 14-year-old male student. And I say that that boy was consenting. He knew exactly what he was getting into. Why should this be an illegal activity? Socialist Nick, you said you take my side.
Yeah, I take your side. Because, you know, I remember when I was 14, I could consent to sexual activity. And I did. And I consented to a lot of other things. And I was kind of smart enough to know what the consequences are going to be. And it really is just a social manifestation that we think 18 is the top line that you become adult. And I think why we need to lower the age of consent is because a lot of crap is being taken out in the name of our children. We need to protect our children. You know, it's as if...
Well, we do need to protect our children, but I don't think that they need to limit other people's freedoms. At the same time, Nick, how old are you?
I'm 20.
20. Do you think that you could probably get a 14-year-old, you know, given a little time in the same space as a 14-year-old girl... Do you think you could get her to do pretty much what you wanted just because, you know, you're smarter than she is?
I probably could, but
yeah,
that's not the
point. Why they have laws like that, man. Both
but
of you
no.
guys.
But it doesn't
crazy.
Stop people. It doesn't stop them. I mean,
exactly.
it just puts
it
guys in jail.
Slows them down.
It puts guys in jail who've been fooled, where a 14 or 16-year-old girl is masquerading as though she's 18.
Exactly.
And it's very easy to be fooled, I'll tell you what, man. And then they end up in jail as a result of her word against theirs, even
not
though she
only,
gave it up on her own.
So you want to give away? You want to stop that from doing away with protections? No.
But no. Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
There's always another case to the extreme. And I remember this article. I'll try to find it for you guys. But this young girl, she was about 14 years old, 14, 15, and she had sex with 22 guys.
What?
And out of those 22 guys, 16 were above the age, so it was statutory rape.
Okay.
Well, instead of trying to look at it a smart way, they decided to charge those 16 guys with statutory rape.
Mm.
But the problem is, and it raises the question, who's the sexual predator? Because these guys didn't come look for her. In fact, her friends, and even in her diary, it states that she goes out and looks for these guys. So who's the sexual predator? The girl?
I certainly don't doubt that. But these guys do retain the freedom of in their life of saying, whoa, can I see a driver's license, baby?
Why should you have to do that?
Exactly.
Why shouldn't you? Because you could go to jail. That's why you have to do it.
Well, that's a problem. I mean,
no.
If this girl is...
Look, man, in order to... The fact is, that child's mine. Until she's 18, she's mine. You go diddling her, I should have recourse. Now, I'm not saying in the case that the authorities shouldn't have looked at this case of this... The woman
I think
on the,
that
the girl
that's something.
On the other
no,
side.
Okay. I think that that's definitely a risk that these guys should be taking, as they might get their ass kicked by this girl's father. But I don't think that they should face prison time over it. They should all be all of these people who are consenting to sexual activity should take the risk, and the risks include pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, and all that stuff. And that's why you should stay away from it. But if you're going to take the risks, you should be able to pay the price. The price shouldn't include prison time. I wish we had more time because I know Mike wanted to comment on this. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow night. Socialist Nick, thanks for the call. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. If you didn't have time to get your comments in, email them to us ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might read them live on the air. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and stay tuned for the Time Warp Hour next. Good night.
U.S. Gold.